SOP number 61. Dave's back.
It's the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. Here's Dave Jackson.
Hey, welcome back to the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. I'm your host, Dave Jackson. Thanks for tuning in. Want to say special thanks to GoToMeeting. Today's show is sponsored by GoToMeeting.com. I'll be talking more about that a little later. I want to say special thanks to everyone who said, hey, Dave, what happened to your podcast last week? It was nice to be missed. To make a very long story short, I went to Nashville, Tennessee last week to be interviewed about podcasting on a local radio show called Music Business Radio. And when I got back, I had all sorts of technical problems, all of which were not my fault. But I do web design in addition to podcasting and other things. And so I had all sorts of fires to put out when I got home. And by the time I had a show ready, it was, you know, blah, blah, blah. Who cares? I'm glad to be back. That's what counts. So on today's show, what we're going to be talking about, we have a quick interview. We still have a lot of tape from the expo in California. So we'll have a last five and five. And we're going to have a quick interview with the boys from Libsyn. The boys that know how to throw a party. And the boys, unfortunately, I missed PodCamp in Pittsburgh. That was one of the things that really bummed me out. By the time I got back from Nashville, I literally would have had to get in the car, and I could have driven to Pittsburgh, but I just had way too many things that were just going crazy that I had to take care of in home. But I know there's a PodCamp in Atlanta coming up. I need to just do a search on PodCamp, I guess, because it sounds like they're a lot of fun. I'll find out tomorrow when I talk to Rob from Podcast 411. I do that show today in podcasting with Rob from Podcast 411 and Gary from the Podcast Pickle. Check that out today in podcasting.com. So we're talking Libsyn, and of course we have a last five and five. Today's coming from Corey of the Twisted Pickle. So as always, enough with the malarkey. I'm not even sure if that's the appropriate use of the word malarkey, but let's get on with the show, shall we? Thanks for tuning in. If you want to contact me, send an email to schoolofpodcasting@gmail.com or call it in 888-563-3228. Here we go. Keep your hands and arms inside the ride at all time.
I'm here with Dave. I love editing.
It's Saturday.
It is Saturday. We're talking Libsyn Pro. I think everybody should be familiar at this point with Libsyn. They know I'm a big Libsyn fan, but the Libsyn Pro thing. What is the Libsyn Pro thing?
Libsyn Pro is basically we took the Libsyn publishing engine that we've developed for the last 2 years, right, and made it for industrial use, pretty much. Made it for corporate use. At the core level, it's the Libsyn publishing engine, but it's riding on a completely separate network. You know, we give the full 4.9s, reliability guarantee, performance guarantees, those kind of things. And a lot of the administrative features that... I don't know, this is a network, but just, you know, an organization that has a lot of producers making a lot of shows managed underneath one interface.
Oh.
And so it's centralized, and then the billing is centralized, and then the statistics, you can cut across different ways, so you can look at, you can track different shows made by the same producers. So from an administrative point of view, and, you know, the kind of model for this was National Geographic and NPR, which two customers are using Libsyn Pro right now. So
very
it was
cool.
The kind of features that they needed, you know, as a media entity. They said, okay, well, we have these producers making these shows. It needs to be easy for them to use because while they're really good content creators, they don't need to know, they don't want to know anything about making RSS feeds and managing media, that kind of stuff. They just want to create their content, put it into an easy-to-use interface, and then, you know, we as a corporate entity are going to pay for it and manage it, and we need to be able to track the statistics on it. So that's the kind of the essence of how I got started. It's in like a beta soft release right now. We're looking to make a hard release for everyone to sign up for it real soon. But people can email pro@libsyn.com or talk to Chris McDonald. If you go to libsynpro.com too, you get some information there. And you can actually sign up now and we'll get you started as either beta user or when this thing goes live, hopefully in the next couple weeks or so.
Cool. I can see that a lot with schools too.
Oh, yep. Definitely. We actually, at the expo too, yesterday we were getting a lot of interest from both like kind of the K-12 schools, also university schools.
Yeah.
Because it's the same sort of thing, depending on, you know, where you fall into the kind of paradigm of, well, a district, and then each maybe class has an account, and then each student has an account in the class, or at a university level, it's like, you know, each school within the university would have an account, right. And under that would be the profs, and each prof would have a chauffeur, each class that they teach. So the application of the service is definitely applicable to that. And so we're gonna, once we get everything ironed out and working with Libsyn Pro as a the corporate tool, we're gonna launch like Libsyn Pro EDU version, just give some educational pricing discounts for schools and stuff.
Very cool.
Yeah.
All right, my man. You're off the hot seat.
Thank you very much.
Thank you much. Cool.
You know, getting to and from meetings can be a real waste of time and money. You know, think about driving 2 hours for a one-hour meeting. Can we just light our money on fire instead? You know, flying to headquarters for a half-day training session. Look, save time, save money by using GoToMeeting. Now, with GoToMeeting, you can invite people to meet you online. Now, during the call, they see your computer screen on their monitor. You can meet as long as you want, as often as you need for one flat rate. Try GoToMeeting for 45 days. 45 days. You don't even need a credit card. Just visit GoToMeeting.com and type in the promo code podcast. That's GoToMeeting.com, type in podcast, and try GoToMeeting free today. All right, I need to comment on a comment. Somebody, you can find our show notes out at schoolpodcasting.net. First of all, I want to apologize to Sally from the podcast Asylum. She left a comment out there, and I had misspelled Sally. I was doing the S-A-L-L-Y. And she uses IE, so sorry about that. Everybody go out to Podcast Asylum, very entertaining site about podcasting. And you can actually hear her last 5 and 5. We'll be hearing Corey's here in a second in show number 60, the previous one. But I got this comment from Greg. Greg says, and we're talking about basically a guerrilla marketing tactic where you would find, let's say I do a music show and it's blues. I could go into a library, find the... Blues for Dummies book, and get one of those clear white envelopes with a window on it, put a CD in it that says, bonus CD. And of course, that CD is going to tell them where to find your podcast, things like that. And Greg says, oh man, I know you're not really telling folks to use library materials as a form for advertising. He says, let's take your idea a step further. I really want to get my message about abortion out there. So I started inserting flyers into every book about teen pregnancy or parenting. Or perhaps I start putting campaign materials for Republican candidates inside Bill Clinton's bio. How about anti-Semitic materials in books about the Holocaust? Hell, I'll just start advertising my liquor store in books about alcoholism. See what I mean? A relatively innocent idea sets a precedent for some pretty insidious behavior. Disclaimer, he says, yes, I'm a librarian and a fading podcaster. And Greg, I really do truly appreciate your comments. That's why they call it guerrilla marketing. It's a non-traditional way of getting your market apart, your marketing ideas across. My thought being, I was looking for people in a niche market that enjoyed free stuff. And to me, when I think free stuff, I think library. The other thing is, and I see your point, I'm not really arguing the point. Mine was more complimentary. So you talk about, look, if I did a Republican podcast, I wouldn't put, let's say I had bookmarks made that said, Dave's RepublicanPodcast.com. Where we talk about all things right of the left or whatever. I could put that in a book about Ronald Reagan is how I would, was my original idea. Okay. Finding something that was complementary of your podcast where yours is more antagonistic, I guess. But nonetheless, people are going to do that. And what we're really doing, talking about this idea, and this actually is not my idea. It came from Rob's book, Rob from Podcast 411, Tricks of the Podcasting Masters. Definitely check out that book. I really like it. So, it's this niche market, and I lost my train of thought. Did you see it? It just went bye-bye. Oh, it's called, and really what we're doing is we're spamming the library. So yeah, it's not exactly the up-and-up idea, but if you're trying to find a niche market of people looking for information, and your podcast is information on that same book, okay, there you've now found your target market. Now, how do you get them to your website? You know, you can actually have bookmarks made fairly cheap. I'll have a link to that out at the show notes. And like I said, a CD is a little more expensive, but it might give something, for somebody to listen to. So again, it's unethical in some ways. It's definitely a non-traditional way of getting people to your website, but that's why they call it guerrilla marketing. And in the same way, I had an idea for musicians that said, why not put your CD behind the bar and let bartenders hand people their CDs if people ask for them, and then give them a commission. And a bartender pointed out to me, they said, do you realize that, you know, what we make in tips per person, we're going to lose money if we stand there and hand people a CD. So sometimes the idea sounds great on paper until you get a librarian or a bartender's point of view, and you go, okay, maybe it's not a great idea. But Greg, thank you very much for your comments. And I'll have a link if you want to buy some bookmarks. I'll have a link out of the show notes. I found a place where you can actually get quite a few made. And maybe, again, you put those on the front counter as opposed to stuffing them in books. So show notes are schoolpodcasting.net. Next up, we have a last 5 and 5 from Corby of The Twisted Pickle. Check him out at thetwistedpickle.com.
What were the last 5 podcasts you listened to?
Keith and the Girl, The Bitter's Pill, Verge of the Fringe, I believe Public Nuisance Radio.
See, there's one I haven't heard of yet.
He's my buddy.
Okay. What's he do?
Kind of like what I do, but he's really dirty.
Oh, all right.
Yeah. And honestly, that's all. I've got 4.
Four
that I can remember. I have a huge list that I listen to.
Make up a name. We'll pretend it's a podcast.
Well, then I'll throw in a plug for some friends of mine, the Chit Chat Moms.
There you go.
Yeah.
Beautiful. That was it. You're off the hot seat, man.
Right on. Sounds good.
Alrighty, and that is going to do it for show number 61 of the School of Podcasting's Morning Announcements. I am your host, Dave Jackson, thanking you very much. Be sure to go out to gotomeeting.com. Use that promo code podcast if you're interested. Again, 45 days free. Can't beat it. You know, go out, kick the tires on it. And if you're looking to start a podcast, or if you already have a podcast and you're ready to take it to the next level, please check us out, schoolofpodcasting.com. We're talking hundreds of resources, hours of tutorials, schoolpodcasting.com, and of course our show notes, schoolpodcasting.net, everything we talked about. We'll have links to that out there at the schoolpodcasting.net. If you'd like to contact me, send it to schoolpodcasting@gmail.com or call it in 888-563-3228. And again, if you just can't get enough Dave, check it out. Today in Podcasting, my podcast with Gary and Rob, or check out my new podcast, Building a Better Dave. Please note that one's a little more adult-oriented. So that's at betterdave.com. And I might have a new podcast about that in the future, because that podcast is getting me into a lot of trouble. So I may have some insights from that. That's one of the reasons why I did that podcast. Hey, how about shutting up, Dave, and getting out of here? Go enjoy your day. And until we meet again, everybody, class dismissed.